Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the On Times radio show with Joy of Business. My name is Amanda, and I am so happy to be on here today. I took the leap into the unknown and decided to create this today's radio show by myself, which is very exciting, and I'm super looking forward to having this chat with you guys. So, today, what I would like to talk to you about is creating a business that doesn't make sense. And I know that sounds really weird, or maybe it won't, maybe it doesn't for some of you, maybe it does for some. But for me, what I would really like to talk about and what I would like to get out there in the world is an easier way to create business, a more joyful way to create business that is not based on anyone else's thoughts or ideas of what you should do or what is the right path for you to take, but rather you creating a business that actually works for you and that is actually fun for you. And if we look at most of the things that we create in our lives that are really, really like truly joyful, most of them doesn't actually make sense. If you look at like little kids, for an example, and they're running around having so much fun and they come up with the weirdest, craziest games. And sometimes you just look at them and you have no idea what they're doing. And it, to you as an outsider and as an adult, it just looks weird, but you can see how much fun they're having. And none of it is making any sense whatsoever. So what if you can actually create business more like that? So let me first start off with telling you guys a little bit about myself. So my name is Amanda and I live in Stockholm, Sweden. I am living together with my husband, Andrea, and his son, the 15-year-old amazing Luca. And I run a business together with my husband, Andrea, and my brother, Victor. And the business that we are running today is, yeah, it's very irrational and it actually doesn't make any sense whatsoever from this reality's point of view. But we're having a lot of fun with it and we create so much all the time and we travel all around the world. But let me back up a few years to tell you how I actually got to where I am today. So when I grew up, my mom was the one working. She was working 24/7 since I was like 2 years old. And it was mainly our dad that took care of me and my brother when we were small. And my mother was working in a company that actually was started by my grandparents in the 1960s. So it was an old family company that had been going on for quite some time. And my mom grew up in this company as well. So she took over this company when I was 2 years old, so in 1991. And since then, she's basically been working 24/7 and actually having a lot of fun with it. So I basically grew up with this company. So as you can imagine, and as probably some of you have experienced yourself, when you grow up in a company or in a business that is just always there somehow, and it's something that is just expected of you to be part of. So, and on top of it all, I look very much like my mom. And people have always told us that we look more like sisters and that we are so much alike, both in our appearance and also in the way that we are. the way that we create our lives, which I actually take as a huge compliment because my mom is amazing and I'm so grateful for her. And it's also when people put an expectation and a projection on you like that, that is unconsciously and subconsciously rather something that actually can limit you quite a lot. So I basically grew up with this dual conflictual reality of both really looking up to my mom and having her as part of and or as a big part of what I get. God, she was a big inspiration to me. And at the same time, I always had this urge to be my own person and to not be a mini version of her, basically. And that's something that I've been working on a lot the last few years. And I am also, I can't tell you enough how grateful I am for her. And she never expected me to be like her. It was actually more other people that expected me to be like her and that projected on me that, oh, you have to live up to your mom and to your mom's success. So I wonder of how many of you guys out there listening to this that actually have had something similar going on. And what if you now could become more aware of that and choose to look at it from a different point of view and also ask what gift that was to you? Because I realize now that that has been a huge gift for me when I'm willing to see it from that point of view. So anyway, I grew up living with this company, basically. And when I was, I think I was 14 or 15 or something like that, I started to work answering the phone at this company as a receptionist, basically, during my summer breaks from school. So I started working in this company very early. And I had a lot of fun with it, actually. But it was, and this evolved basically from the time that I started in the company when I was like 14, 15. It evolved throughout the years. And eventually when I was, I think I was 24, a possibility showed up of me and my brother actually taking over not the whole company, but a small part of the company. And here's the thing. Here's the really interesting thing with this is that back then, I did not use the tools of access consciousness. I had them somewhere in the back of my head because also, again, thanks to my mom, but I didn't use them. I didn't actively use the tools of access consciousness and joy of business that today is, I do not understand how I was able to create anything basically without these tools because today they are a huge part of my life and the way that I create business. But so then, when I was 24, this possibility showed itself and me and my brother, we just looked at each other and said, well, let's go for it. Let's try it out and let's see what happens. What do we have to lose? And it was both this, we created it and we chose it based on, it was a choice that we made basically. And now, in retrospect, I can see that we chose it a lot because it was actually expected of us. And because a lot of people just, they had the projection and expectation of us and the judgment of us that, oh my God, this is a huge opportunity. You're basically being handed a company that is already up and running and had over 100 employees. And it was from an outside point of view and perspective, it was an easy thing to do. Let me tell you, the coming 4 years were not easy. It was a rocket ride roller coaster. It had its ups and downs and its loops and its twists and its turns. And it was pretty full on for the coming 4 years. But the thing that I really wanted to come to with this is how many of us make choices like that based on what is actually expected from us? How much have you in your life actually made choices that you didn't really 100% wanted to make, but you did it anyway because someone else expected it from you? Or everyone else basically had the point of view that you should be, you are so lucky, you should be happy, you should be grateful. Basically, how dare you not take this chance? Because not many people are given this chance. So I dare you, I urge you, I challenge you, I would suggest you to actually have a look at that. And when you do, when you look back on the choices that you have made during your life, please don't do it by judging yourself. What if no choice that you have ever, ever, ever made in your life was wrong? What if it was just a choice? And what if all the choices that you have made up until this point, exactly where you are right now, sitting there, wherever you are in the world, listening to this radio show, what if every choice you have ever made has led you up to this point? And what else could you choose now? So we created this business and we were running it for 4 years. And as I mentioned, it was a roller coaster ride of magnitudes. It was a bit crazy. And slowly but surely, me and my brother, we became tired, not very happy. We were constantly struggling with everything. And yeah, we were just not happy with what we were creating. So after 4 years, we basically had another of those moments where we just looked at each other. But this time we asked ourselves and each other, what the hell are we doing? And we really came to a point where we forced ourselves basically to look at what is it that we really want to create and why are we doing this. And we realized it was quite painful to come to that realization, but we did realize that we were doing it a lot because of other people's projections and expectations, and because we were kind of buying into some kind of lie of being fearful or scared of the unknown. And what if that fear of the unknown is actually not fear at all? What if it's excitement? And what if it's you knowing that so much more is possible? So how do you take that leap into the unknown? Well, from my experience and what it was for me and my brother, was it started with a choice. It actually started with an awareness, because the awareness, it became so clear for both of us that what we were currently doing didn't work. It didn't work and it was no fun and something had to change. And based on that awareness, we made a choice. And our choice was basically to say, nothing is worth it. Nothing is worth our unhappiness. Nothing in this world is worth us struggling and not being happy. So we're going to take a short little break and I'll tell you more about how we moved forward after this.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
So hi again, everyone. I am back on this episode of the Om Times Joy of Business Radio. My name is Ananda, and today I am talking to you about creating a business that doesn't make sense. So before this little break, I was telling you the story of how me and my brother actually made a choice of quitting our former business and basically, yeah, closing down that whole company. So how do you take that leap into the unknown? Well, as I said right before the break, for me, it started with an awareness, and for me and my brother, actually, and we came really to a point where it was like, no, this is not worth it. It's not worth our unhappiness. It's not worth us being 28 and 32 years old and being unhappy and tired all the time. Something needs to change. So that awareness and that choice was basically the starting point of us creating something different. And we actually, funny story, we were out having a walk in, I think it was November. And November in Sweden, in Stockholm, is not very yummy. It's very cold and very dark. But we were out for a walk. And during that walk, we made this choice. And when we came back to the office, we sat down and we looked in the calendar. And we marked a date in the calendar that was exactly 6 months from that day. And we said, if we're still not having any fun at this day, we're going to create and choose something different. So we gave it 6 months, basically. And during those coming 6 months, everything happened, basically. Everything, we, without consciously realizing it, we put the ball in movement at that day when we made that choice. So everything started to unfold and there was a lot of stuff going on. And fast forward 6 months, we were signing the last papers of closing the whole company and the whole business down 1 week before that date in the calendar. So how powerful is actually our choice? And how much are we actually putting in motion just by making a choice? I think that that is pretty cool. And I am very, very grateful for the fact that me and my brother took that choice, made that choice together. So when the first step basically of leaping into the unknown is actually just leaping into the unknown. As every one of us know, we have all of us done something in our lives that we thought was very scary, whether it was breaking up with someone or jumping out of an airplane and or just diving into the water, whatever it might have been. I think all of you out there know that feeling that when you actually do it, it's not as scary or as hard or as, yeah, it's not that bad as you think it is beforehand. So what if it doesn't have to be as hard as you think it is? What if it can be way easier? And what if the universe and this world actually has your back? And what if when you actually make a choice based on what actually makes you happy, what if the most unexpected magical things is going to start to unfold? And doors will open that you didn't even know exist. So what if you can trust that you will not drop dead on the floor? You will continue on and you will continue to create more and more and more and more. So say that someone of you out there are just in this moment right now in your life, in this stage of your life where you are in the middle of a change and you don't really know where to move forward to. What is the next step to take? What I would suggest and what I would challenge you to do is to get way, way, way more vulnerable with yourself than you have ever been before. What if you could just allow yourself to be totally raw and totally real with yourself and really ask yourself these questions that might be a little bit uncomfortable, but without asking the questions, you will never get the awareness of what is actually going to work for you. So the questions that I asked myself and that I asked together with my brother Victor and my husband Andrea was basically, the main question was, okay, so what makes me happy? What is it that truly makes me happy? What is it that brings joy to my life? And based on these questions, we started to create the business that we have today. And for us together as well, it was both that of what makes us happy and what is joyful for us, and also what is it that we would like to create in the world? What is it that we have to offer that no one else can offer? And I know that that might sound crazy and like, yeah, I can hear your thoughts because I've been there myself. I thought for the longest of times, I thought that I had nothing to offer. I thought that everyone else basically out there in the world could do what I was doing and they could probably do it better. That was my point of view and my judgment of myself. But is that actually true, or do all of us have something unique to offer to this world? So if you are in that moment and in that stage of your life of looking at, okay, what next? I would really suggest that you ask those questions. First of all, what makes me happy? What brings joy to my life? What would I like my life to be like? And also, what do I have to offer to this world? And then you can move forward from there. So, how do you create? What do I actually mean when I say creating a business that doesn't make sense? Well, as everything that I've said up until now, everything that I chose in my previous business was based on what made sense. It made sense for me to step into the family company. It made sense for me to follow my mom's path. It made sense for me to do all these things. And it made sense for me to stay in Stockholm, to be in Sweden. And it was all these different things that made sense. And how much are we creating our lives and our businesses based on what makes sense, based on the kind of education that you have? And is it really so that just because you went to law school for 4, 5, 6 years that you have to be a lawyer for the rest of your life? Or do you actually have a choice? And what if you didn't have just one thing that you were doing? What if you allowed yourself to change and add things to your life and actually do several things, if that is what is fun for you? I know for myself, if I just do one thing, if I just have one project going on, I get bored very, very, very easy. So what if you could actually allow yourself to not make any sense and to totally confuse people out there in the world? And just when they ask you, okay, so what do you do? Well, I did this and I did this and I also did this. And then I tried a little bit of this, but it didn't really work out. So I moved on from there and I'm just about to try this new thing that I've never tried before. Would you be willing to be that out of control and that undefined that you confused everyone around you? What would that be like? Because this whole thing of doing what makes sense and what doing what other people expect from you, it kind of kills your joy. At least it did for me. It killed my joy, it killed my happiness, and it killed my creativity. And it might be the easy way of doing, yeah, but this is what expected from me. I'm supposed to work in a family company. I'm supposed to be a doctor because my dad and his dad and his dad and his dad was all doctors. So of course I should follow the tradition. Do you hear a single question in there? Or is that just conclusion after conclusion after conclusion? So what if you could actually start to create your life and your business based on asking questions and based on being true, honest, and vulnerable with yourself and choose for you, not for anyone else? I wonder what that would be like. So, moving on. Say that you are actually someone of you that is listening out there in the world. You have just started your own company. And now what? What do I do now? What's the next step? How do I make this flourish? How do I get this out there in the world? How do I become successful in what I do? Well, first of all, I would suggest that you actually look at the definition that you have of success. What is it that you actually would like to accomplish? What is your goal? What is it that you would like to create with this business that you just started? Is it to earn $100 million a year? Cool. If that turns you on, if that's what you really get excited about, go for it. If it is just creating freedom for yourself in being able to work from home, awesome. Make sure to create that. Do you want to travel the world? Well, make sure to make that work with and for your business. Whatever it is that works for you and whatever it is that makes you excited. Because if it's one thing that is being missed a lot in this world, and especially when it comes to business, it's that excitement. It's that childlike wonder and curiosity. What if you could actually wake up every morning and be so excited, like a little kid on Christmas Day, and you just jump out of bed and you cannot wait to create that day and your life and your business? Sounds too good to be true? Well, another little thing, another little tool of Access Consciousness that I would like to share with you is that your point of view creates your reality. If you decide that it's going to be hard, guess what? It's going to be hard. But if you'll decide that it's going to be easy, it will be way easier. More about that after this little short break.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Shake up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone, to the On Times Joy of Business radio show. My name is Amanda, and today I am talking to you about creating a business that doesn't make sense. I know it doesn't make any sense to talk about this, but that's the whole point. So before the little break, I was just talking to you about how your point of view creates your reality. So basically, if you are in the middle of just starting up a new company, if you're in that startup phase, which personally I think is the most exciting phase, what if your point of view actually creates your reality? So what if you could tell yourself and ask for this period of this business to be easy and for it to be fun and for it to be joyful for you? And don't listen to what everyone else says. Everyone else will tell you that, oh, and you know, it's going to be hard and you can forget about making a profit for at least the first 2, 3, 4, 5, however many years. Everyone says different. And what if you didn't have to listen to all of that? What if you can just, whenever someone delivers a point of view like that onto you, instead of listening to it, instead of making it true, you can just like, okay, cool, that is true, that is cool for you that you have that point of view and that that is your reality. I don't know actually if that is the true, if that is true for me. And what if you were willing to not take it that seriously? Even, and this is important, even if that person is your mom, even if that person is your dad, even if that person has 30 more years of experience of creating businesses than you do. What if they still don't know what is going to be true for you? What if you are the only one that knows what is true for you? And what if you are the one that creates your reality? So, my little tips and tricks for starting a business, and especially for starting a business that doesn't make any sense, is first of all, be aware of that everyone else will judge you. Be aware of everyone else's points of view. And even if they say that they tell you all of these things because they care about you, be willing to be vulnerable and aware when people actually don't believe in what you do, when people don't have your back, and when people actually, how crazy it might seem and sound, people actually, a lot of people want you to fail. And that's interesting, and that's just the way it is, and it doesn't have to be significant, it doesn't have to affect you, but what if you were willing to be aware of it? So, you're there, you're having a lot of fun, you're really excited about creating this new business, and then what? What do you do? What's the next step? First of all, I would definitely say that a big part of it is connecting with people. And what if you were willing to connect with people that know more than you do in certain areas? And again, it's not what I just referred to of people telling you or having a point of view of your business. But what if you were willing to connect with people and ask people questions? If you don't know how something works, if you don't know how it works with actually starting a business, like actually opening up a company, that information is somewhere to be found in your area, in your country, in your city. Whether it's a person that you know, a friend, or if there's just calling the local tax authorities or whatever it might be. Like, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. And don't be afraid, here's a key tool that has been really key for me, don't be afraid to sound quote-unquote stupid in other people's ears. Because somehow in this weird world that we're living in, there is this point of view out there in the world that you shouldn't ask for help, that you should know it all yourself, and that if you ask a question, you're stupid. Is that actually true? Or is that just an interesting point of view? What if you were willing to have other people think that you are stupid? What if you were willing to ask those stupid questions that will actually create you moving forward with your business and with your creations? So don't be afraid to sound stupid. Don't be afraid to ask other people questions. Don't be afraid to reach out to connect. And don't be afraid to receive other people's judgments, because you will. Trust me, especially if you're creating a business that doesn't make sense in people's eyes, you will receive a lot of judgments, or they will project a lot of judgment on you. When me and my brother decided to close the family company down, we got so many judgments on us, and it was very interesting to see that it came from every corner, from every person almost. And it's not necessarily these awful, like, oh my God, you're the stupidest person in the world. No, it can just be a tiny little sneaky judgment, which usually actually sticks you even more than the obvious ones. No, it was also these like, I wonder what they're going to do. I wonder if they're going to succeed. I wonder if they're going to, you know. So what if you were totally willing to be aware of how much other people are judging you for doing something that they, like, it was, we got so much onto us of like, oh my God, you are really, really stupid for giving up a company that is already up and running, that is already functional, that is already earning money, even though it wasn't really, but everyone else thought that it was, because they never really asked us a question of how it was going. And a lot of people thought that we, you know, the point of view of this reality is that if you just stick in, if you just stick to it for another year or two, you can work it up and then you can sell it. So in other people's eyes, the choice that we made of actually closing the whole company down within 2 months didn't make sense whatsoever. People probably thought that we were very stupid, but we knew. We knew that that was exactly what was required. So what if you could trust yourself and trust your own knowing and do whatever it is that you know that you need to do in order to move forward and in order to be happy and to create a life that is actually joyful for you? So be willing to connect with people, be willing to ask for help, and guess what? You don't have to know it all before you start. I love this little example, or this little thing, that the little story that Dr. Dane here, one of the co-founders of Access Consciousness, always tells. And that is, how easy do you think it would be to go somewhere in your car if you had to wait for all the lights to be green before you even started? So what if you could actually just start? What if it was that easy? What if you just started? Take one single tiny little step towards what it is that you want to create. And then you take another one. And then you take another one. And then you take another one. And sooner or later, sooner than you think, faster than you think, you're going to start moving and moving forward and taking those steps with more ease, with more confidence, and with more of you, and with more fun. So what if you could just start? So you don't have to know it all before you start. You don't have to have the right education. What if you were just willing to dive right in? If you look at, like, most people in this world that are really successful and that are actually creating something different. My favorite example, one of my biggest inspirations, is Richard Branson, the founder and owner of Virgin. He started Virgin Airlines, or it wasn't even Virgin Airlines from the beginning. It was a record store from the beginning. I don't know how old he was, but it's many years ago. But what astounds me, I think that's a word, what is amazing to me, is that before he started Virgin, he started and closed down 100 companies. 100 companies. So why is that? What was it that he was doing? Why was he creating all of that? Well, for me, what I think and what is so such an inspiration to me is that willingness to just go for it. Dive right in. Be willing to fail and be willing to make a fool out of yourself. Be willing to see what happens. Again, as I mentioned before, it's really that childlike wonder and curiosity and that sense of like, ooh, I've never done this before. I wonder what it's going to be like. I wonder how much fun I can have with this. And I know that all of this, what I'm saying, it sounds really easy. And I know what you're thinking. Oh my God, it's easy for her to say. Well, is it really, or is it just a choice? It's up to you. And whatever you would like to choose and whatever you would like to create your life as, it's totally fine to stay in a comfortable, safe job that you hate. Sure, you can do that too. But if you've come this long, if you're still listening, if you haven't like turned it off in total anger and thinking, God, this girl is so annoying and she has no idea what the hell she's talking about, I'm going to turn this crap off. If you're still listening, I think it is because you actually know that something else is possible. And it is because you actually know that you want to create something else with your life. And you know that it's not worth your energy and your happiness and your time to do something that doesn't fill your heart, that doesn't fill your soul, that doesn't make you wake up in the morning excited to be alive. So to all of you out there that are actually choosing to create something different, to all of you out there that are starting up your own thing, that believes in your own thing, thank you. Like, I would just really like to take a little moment and show you my appreciation and how grateful I am. And just keep going. Please keep going. What if you had this awareness and this choice that and this trust in you that you will never stop? You will always keep going and you will do whatever it takes. And that whatever it takes, it can be a million different things. But what if you were willing to never stop? And what if you never gave up? What if you can just keep on going? And what if you could have fun with it all? So, yes, never stop, never quit, never give in. And now again, it's time for a short little break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about how you can actually create with this reality instead of fighting it.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back from this short little break. My name is Amanda, and you are listening to the Om Times Joy of Business radio show. And today I am talking to you about creating a business that doesn't make sense. So right before this little break, I said that I was going to talk about how to create with this reality and not fight against it. So what do I mean with that? Well, it's this interesting point of view that seems to be widely everywhere in this world, that it's either or, that it's either that you follow the rules of this reality and you do what makes sense, i.e. you take the job that makes sense, you do the education that your dad did, you become a doctor or a lawyer or whatever, because that is what is expected from you. That's option number A. Or option number B is that you go totally against all of that. You become some pot-smoking hippie that just sits in your bed or in your cave and you just don't do anything and you're just a liability to this whole society. Is that actually true, or do you have way more than just those two choices? Is it either being a robot, or is it either being a spiritual person? It's what if there are way more possibilities than just these two? So what I would like to talk about, and what I am actually doing and creating every day, is to work with this reality. And what do I mean with that? Well, what if you didn't have to fight the systems? What if you didn't have to fight what the constructs of this world and of your country or of your town or city? What if you can actually look at how you can use all of it to your advantage? For an example, I was listening to another podcast about a couple of hours ago, where they were talking about taxes and how taxes for a lot of people are like the worst swear word in the world. But what if you could actually take another point of view on it and really look at it as, wow, I'm actually paying quite a lot of taxes. That means that I am earning a lot of money. Is that a little bit of a different point of view and a different energy? Another example could be, for an example, if you are, like nowadays, it's really, really common and really popular and a lot of fun to work with YouTube. We're doing that in our company, House of Beluso, and I think that it's a lot of fun and it's a lot to learn. Like, YouTube is basically a search engine, just like Google. It's actually owned by Google. So there's lots to be learned and a lot to know. So instead of just like, oh, I'm just going to do my thing and I'm just going to put some videos out there in the world and, you know, we'll see what happens, kind of the same energy of just like lying in your bed all day and thinking that money is going to show up, you actually have to act, believe it or not, you actually have to get out there and do the work. But what if you, instead of doing that with YouTube, for an example, I take that as an example because it's very easy and pragmatic. What if you were willing to educate yourself? And what if you were willing to learn how it functions instead of going against it and fighting against it and saying that you don't, you know, that you just want to do things your own way? What if the key to actually being successful is to use all of that to your advantage? And to do that, you need to know how it functions. You need to educate yourself in the algorithms and in the way that it actually works. And this is something that I see a lot of people are not willing to do because they think that it's too much work. Well, what if it's not? What if it's actually way easier than you think it is? What if you could just learn these things with way more ease than you ever thought was possible? And another little thing that I would like to just put in there too is, what if you didn't have to do it all yourself? Shocker, I know. I know. Everyone else, all the other entrepreneur podcasts and all of that always talk about how you have to be willing to put in the work and you have to know everything. And yes, I do agree that you have to know and be aware of everything that is going on with your business if you are the business owner, if you are the one that is actually creating it. But what if you didn't have to do all of it yourself? What would that be like? What if you could take that burden off your chest and just like really, again, come back to these questions of what is fun for me? What works for me? What is easy for me? And what is not that much fun for me? What is not that much ease for me? And if YouTube, for an example, is something that you're just like, as soon as I start talking about it, you're just, bleh, I don't want to do that. That's way too much work. I don't understand. I'm not good at all these things. What if you could actually look at the possibility of having someone else do that for you? And I know what you're all thinking. Yeah, but if I just started my company, and especially if it's like a crazy idea that doesn't make sense to everyone, I don't have any money to employ people. Well, what if it didn't have to be either employ or not employ? What if it can be a million other solutions as well? And I don't know what that's going to look like. It can be in a million different ways. But here's something that I have learned along the way and that I am still learning every day, is that what you ask for actually shows up. And it usually shows up in the weirdest, most unexpected ways. The universe and life tends to throw you curveballs and also tends to throw you people that you didn't even know where they came from, if you're willing to ask for it. So what if you can actually just, when you are sitting there and there is something in your company, whether it's the YouTube thing or the accounting or filing the taxes or connecting with people or whatever it might be, what if you could just ask, okay, this part of the business is not that much fun for me and it's actually not easy for me. It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. What will it take? This is a brilliant question to ask for basically anything that you would like to have more of in your life. What will it take for this to show up way easier and way faster than I ever thought was possible? And then here's the trick. Don't think about it. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to find the linear, sensible, logical way for this to show up. No. Forget about all of that. Get out of your head. Do something, if required, that gets you out of your head, whether it's taking a walk or exercising or do something with your body to get out of your head, stop thinking, let it go, and allow the universe to do its magic and allow the magic to actually show up. And what do you have to lose? That's the thing, too, with asking these questions. They might seem crazy. And they might seem like, oh, why am I asking this? What's the point? Well, what do you have to lose? If you ask a question like that and nothing shows up, okay, then you just try something else. But maybe, just maybe, by you asking the question, something magical is going to show up. And then the trick is also to be willing to see it and to receive it. But more about that another time. So I've been talking a lot about creating a business and about creating a business that doesn't make sense. And to do a little recap, what if you could just make a choice, be very raw and vulnerable and true to you, and ask the questions of, what is it that I actually want to create? What makes me happy? What makes me joyful? What kind of life would I like to live? Make a choice. And don't disregard the power of your choice. Because when you make a real choice, you put something, you put a ball rolling, you put something in motion just by making that choice. So please don't disregard that. And then once you have taken the leap into the unknown, whether it's maybe quitting an office job that you don't particularly enjoy, then what? Well, then we get to the fun part. Then we get to the creation. Then we get to you playing and having fun and living that childlike wonder and curiosity. And then you can get out there in the world and see what shows up. And you have to be willing to do whatever it takes. And you have to be willing to keep on going and never stop, never quit, never give in, and just keep on moving forward one step at a time. Don't be afraid to connect with people. Don't be afraid to sound stupid. Don't be afraid to ask the quote-unquote stupid questions. And don't be afraid to reach out to anyone that might have the information that you require, whether that is a friend or if it's the local authorities or whatever, or just call up a random lawyer if you have questions. Most people actually do have time for a 5-minute phone call, and you'll be amazed with how much you can learn within 5 minutes if you're willing to ask the right questions. And don't worry too much of doing something that other people will judge. What if you didn't have to worry about that? What if you didn't have to care about what other people think about what you do and about what you choose and about what you create? What if you can just do your thing and be willing to be aware of it all and also to receive the judgments that other people put on you and not let that rule your life? So what can you do and what will it take for you to have 100% trust in you and have your own back? Thank you so much for listening. I adore you all. Have fun and go out there and create.